Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2562, the Don't Own Stuff You Can't Fix Plan for Life by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to our usual Sunday bonus episode where I share an episode from one of the other podcasts in the Optimal Living Daily network, usually overlapping with the sort of stuff that we talk about here. Today's episode comes from Optimal Finance Daily. You can follow or subscribe to that show wherever you're hearing this if you enjoy what you're about to hear. So with that, let's get right to the post and commentary from Diana as we optimize your life.
The Don't Own Stuff You Can't Fix Plan for Life by Tyler Tavoren of Riskology.co. Fellow Riskologist, a few weeks ago, I sat down in my driveway with a pile of tools, a YouTube video loaded up on my iPhone, and a little ambition. I was ready to take on the task of changing the bearings on my Subaru. It was a bear of a task. One full day, 5 bash knuckles, 2 trips to the machine shop. But when the dust settled, I emerged victorious. Total cost, $160. Quote from 2 separate mechanics, over $800. That's $600 straight to the bank and no waiting around on someone else's schedule. Cha-ching! A smart Riskologist knows that to come out ahead in life, she has to 1. Avoid things in her life that don't add to her happiness, and 2. Be willing to step outside her comfort zone to grow. But most people are not smart Riskologists. Instead, they operate exactly the opposite. They buy all kinds of toys, thinking that surely this time they'll be happy for a long time. They spend all their money on vacations trying to escape the life they've built instead of building a life they don't want to escape from. And worst of all, they come to rely on all their toys as part of their daily life. When they break, they have to bust out the credit card to either buy a new one or pay a professional to fix it for them. But does it have to be this way? Of course not. Read on to learn a better way. Look around. What currently owns you? Take just a second right now to inventory all the expensive things in your life that you own and rely on every day. It's probably not that long. Here's mine. A 1-bedroom apartment, Apple MacBook Pro, this website, Apple iPhone, Subaru Outback. Now ask yourself, of the things on your list, how many could you either make or fix yourself if they broke? The apartment is no problem, even though I rely on it more than anything else in my life. I've been doing minor electrical, plumbing, and carpentry work since I was a little kid. If something goes wrong, I've got it covered, even though I don't have to because my landlord is responsible. The MacBook and iPhone are covered. In fact, they both have broken several times, and I've always gotten them back online again within a day or so. A set of micro screwdrivers, YouTube instructions, and Amazon 2-day shipping have always come through for me. And I feel pretty confident that if my car or this website breaks down, I'm equipped with a minimal but effective set of tools and knowledge to fix 90% of the potential problems that could cause it. How do you stack up? Are you able to fix the expensive things you rely on every day? Or do you go through life constantly worried something important to you will break and you'll have to spend all your money and time trying to find someone else to fix it for you? If you've just realized you're at great risk of the things you own causing you massive strife, here's a quick prescription for how to fix your dire situation in 3 steps. 1, stop relying on things you can't or won't fix. If you can't or won't fix it and you can't replace it, you probably can't afford to own it. If you want to get ahead in life and you're not willing to put in a little effort to learn how to maintain the expensive things you own, get rid of them and get out while you're still ahead. This is the whole premise behind the minimalist movement. Don't let the things you own end up owning you. I've stirred the hornet's nest before by poking fun at minimalism, but it's a good rule to live by. If you can't and don't want to fix it, you don't own it in the first place. This is where 90% of you will stop reading. That's okay. Here's the final two steps for the remaining 10%. Number two, find the most likely failures and get the tools necessary to fix them. Over time, I've built a small but extremely useful cache of tools I can use to fix the majority of problems that will ever come up with my car, computer, phone, clothes, etc. Identifying the problems is easy. For a car, start by Googling common causes of car breakdowns. Then move on to searching for something like common issues for a 2004 Subaru Outback. If you buy carefully, you need very few tools to solve most of the problems you'll ever face. Number three, watch a few YouTube videos to build confidence. You're not going to actually fix anything until it breaks, but you'll feel much more equipped to do so if you've seen someone else do it successfully first. YouTube is a treasure trove of videos for repairing almost anything. Yes, it's going to take longer than a pro to fix. Yes, you're going to get tired and frustrated. Yes, you're even going to fail occasionally and add time and expense to your repair. All these things suck, but at the end of the day, you still come out ahead. And while you're scraping your fingers and cursing operating systems and missing a night out with friends as you sit at home working on something you could have paid someone else to do, you'll also be building something more valuable than any amount of money or time you save, a sense of self-reliance and independence. Things that seemed expensive before are now cheap. Things that looked hard are now easy. The whole world is now at your fingertips. When you have that, new opportunities and experiences arise in your life that have been there all along, but you've never noticed them before. As a smart riskologist, you'll now see them clearly. How are you going to put this plan in action this week? You just listened to the post titled The Don't Own Stuff You Can't Fix Plan for Life by Tyler Tervoren of Riskology.co. I agree with a lot that was stated in this article. It can be very gratifying to build a level of self-reliance, but I'm not sure if it's necessary to be able to fix absolutely everything yourself. So for example, at one point, I thought I'd save time and money by doing my own oil changes. I bought the ramps and all the materials, and I had a friend come over and show me how to do it. Even just getting the car up on the ramps, it became immediately clear to me that I wouldn't be doing this by myself in the future. The risk of driving off those ramps and doing damage to my car just wasn't worth the minimal satisfaction and money I saved by doing my own oil changes. So what's my solution? My boyfriend does my oil changes. He has access to an auto body shop that makes the whole process a lot more efficient. I don't feel the need to fix everything myself because I'm surrounded by people that know so much more than me and are willing to help. And it's a two-way street. I'm not like using the people around me for free labor. I make sure that I'm contributing just as much to their lives. That to me is what community is all about. I think the key here is resourcefulness and building confidence in yourself that you have the ability to figure out what needs fixing, whether that means teaching yourself to do something or tapping into the community around you. And that'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.